Hello, podcast world. We are back with you on Monday, the
11th of May.
Until then, enjoy these. But guys, I'm going to tell you something now. It's a bit of a wild story. Okay, I wouldn't be allowed to tell it on the radio, and I probably wouldn't do it in a regular podcast, but I think this will be buried deep enough somewhere online that I can do it.
Yeah, the 11 listeners will be able to.
Yeah. If you do listen, touche. But it's a story, just has no relevance to why I'm bringing it up, but basically, set the scene. I'm living in America, okay? We are with a group of, I was doing an acting school, so I was with a group of thespians, if you will, and we were going to Las Vegas. So we hired a van and we were traveling from Vegas. We did Vegas and we're going from Vegas to the Grand Canyon, as you normally do in Arizona. They're all near each other. Anyway, some people I was with in the group purchased, which I didn't know about, had purchased, because over there, marijuana is legal. So you can get marijuana gummy bears and popcorn and stuff.
Oh, wow. Like a flavoring.
Laced with it. Flavor. So it's food. So you just eat them like gummy bears or popcorn. Anyway, I didn't know they had this, right? I'm in the back of the van, whatever. I knew after the first pit stop, I was driving and it was sort of like getting a bit later in the afternoon. Sun was starting to set near the Grand Canyon. It's steep. It's quite a scary drive, right? I'm pretty hungry. I've just tucked into this popcorn, into these gummy bears, like ripped on in. Had no idea.
Oh, gosh.
Had no idea that they are laced with marijuana. We get into this service station and all of a sudden I'm like, holy, like I am feeling not on this planet. But I was like, oh, it's my turn to drive. I was the last person to drive. I better do it. The girls in the back didn't have a license who had the stuff, and they were so out of their minds anyway, they didn't really comprehend or realize
that
the severity.
The driver of our car is...
The severity of the situation,
yes.
Correct, right? And to take you back, we were 20 or 21 years old. So anyway, I then get into the car. I'm driving up the side of the Grand Canyon, maybe at 10 kilometers an hour, and I'm like, holy crap, this is... The scariest thing I've ever done in my life.
Did you know you were going that slow?
No.
Okay.
And the guy next to me, who was a former, it was such a weird group of people because it was an acting school. He was a former soldier. So he was a former.
Oh, God.
And they get their tuition for free over in the States. So he chose he wanted to do acting. They pay whatever. He's next to me. He's a bit of a straighty 180. And he's trying to sleep in the car. And he notices that I'm driving super slow.
I'm like, whoa!
Yeah. I'm like, oh, my God. Anyway, I hear the girls in the back start giggling. I'm like, why are you guys laughing? They're like, we're high. I was like, how are you high? You haven't smoked. They're like, the gummy bears and the popcorn are laced with weed. And I'm there like, I'm so high. And he wakes up from his sleep and he's like, you're high? And I was like, I'm high. And we're on the side of the Grand Canyon. Cars just driving around us. Like, I'm probably not even closest to the edge, but I'm on the other side going about 10 Ks an hour.
Oh my God, with all the popcorn crumbs
with all the popcorn
on your shirt.
Like, heavily illegal. Like, it's just wrong in so many levels. I had no idea. He's like, pull over. It took me 15 minutes to pull the car over because I was that bent. Like I was on another planet. I then had to pull the car over, get out. And I'm like, it was the most traumatic experience. And everyone in the back's pissing themselves because they're on another planet anyway.
Yeah.
And the only person who was sober for them for the rest of like the 4-hour car ride was this poor soldier, a former soldier, who then had to drive the car the rest of the way.
With military precision, I would imagine.
Oh,
absolutely. He was a detailed kind of guy.
Wow.
Isn't that a wild...
How did he get in the car with you three jokers?
Oh, mate, there was like six of us. And yeah, like I said, two or three of the girls in the back did not have their license. It was a wild time, that trip. It was a wild time. But yeah, I had no idea. So the reason I can tell the story is because I didn't do it deliberately. Like, I had zero clue about that.
Yeah, I didn't mean to murder him. Case still Smith. Dun, dun, dun.
It was the gummy bears.
I pulled over.
Wow.
To be fair, I probably only drove for about, I don't know, 5 minutes, three,
yeah,
whatever.
But it probably felt
it yeah. felt forever.
Like ages.
And five minutes was probably about 6 meters.
Yeah. Particularly when you're going that slow. But it's just the best when he's like, what are you doing? I was like, I don't know, man. I don't feel right, man. Like, it
That's
was just
wild.
Such a trip out. Anyway, that has nothing to do with the show
Thank
today.
Thank you for sharing that.
No. We delved down into some Backstreet Boys lyrics. And how far have you gone for a craving? A girl waited at a Macca's for how long?
Oh, yeah.
Not high.
Okay. Talking, how far have you gone for a craving?
Yeah, after a guy drove, he was in France.
Uh-huh. And then
tried to drive to Spain across the border, was turned around, so tried to hike 25 kilometres to get into Spain illegally. And fell off a cliff into a ravine.
I'm sorry, how is a Victorian learner driver getting a $1,600 fine for having a lesson with her mum
And yet this guy's crossing borders, hiking in parks to get some smokes, and he's
135 euros.
Like, yeah, 135 euros. That's all he gets fined.
Oh man,
Ebony in Maryland. How far did you go for a craving?
I was 38 weeks pregnant, and I demanded to my mum that I ride a push bike to the local service station to get Coke. And when she denied me that, I bawled my eyes out.
Oh. 38 weeks. So you could have gone any moment, but you could have been on the bike and...
I think that's what she was worried about. I wanted that Coke.
I think a bumpy bike ride has been rumoured to be an inducing technique.
Imagine if you had it at the servo there while getting the Coke.
I mean, Ebony, your mum couldn't have gone for you if you wanted it that badly. Surely she just would have ducked down for you.
I think after the tears and the tantrum that I did, I think she did go down and get it for me.
Yeah, good.
You blacked out by that stage, Ebony. You were just in all sorts. Oh, thanks for your call. Jamie in Muswellbrook, what did you get for the craving?
Hi there, guys. I've never been so fast to call a radio station in my whole life.
Okay, what happened?
So I am currently 21 weeks pregnant. I think you were right about the pregnancies being very cravingful. I got so desperate for fries from Macca's. I sat out in front of a Macca's for 6 hours. I looked like a creeper.
As in because it was closed overnight or something?
It was closed, and I was like, I am not leaving until I get fries in my car.
But Muswellbrook, you're at a distance where you could drive probably an hour and a half and find a 24-hour Macca's.
You know what? It's that bad. I'm currently sitting in a Macca's car park right now getting fries.
You are right now.
I mean, God love
I am right now. I'm in, like, I drive from, like, mind you, this six-hour wait was not in Muswellbrook. It was in Newcastle. It was the only one open. The 24-hour Macca's in Wolverine.
I mean,
good on you.
I got desperate. When you're pregnant, you get what you want.
Amen.
People are going to lose it.
We are not going to cross you there.
And on that note, Jamie, we're going to hook you up with $200 Sephora Beauty Pack. Discover the latest in beauty right now at Sephora Australia. Thank you for your commitment to the craving.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you for being pregnant again.
Do a face mask while you're waiting for the Macca's to open.
Good luck getting the chips there, Jamie. Enjoy them. Melissa in Rutherford, what was your cravings?
Well, I absolutely love grilled, like the burger place. But I was having an allergic reaction, but I really wanted to finish my food, so I finished my food, and then after I drove myself to the hospital.
Mel, was the grilled giving you the allergic reaction, or was it something else?
No, I had the allergic reaction before even getting to grilled, but I was like, no, I'm having grilled.
The cravings are too strong.
I'm not even pregnant or anything like that. I just love grilled.
You just had strong cravings for no reason, even though you were getting a serious medical condition. You finished your burger and then you went to the hospital.
Yep.
Wow.
I made mad respect.
That's brilliant. Respect.
Throat closing, hives breaking out.
God, it was worth it.
Be quite a tombstone.
She died doing what she loved.
But what I wanted to talk about with you guys was a song came on our radio station the other day, and it was this banger from, I don't know, circa 99.
Ah. Used to be my favourite song.
It's some bloody old school, baby.
Backstreet's back. Yep. In the brackets, everybody is the actual name of the song by Backstreet Boys. And I want to dig down on one line in particular because
here we go.
After all these years, it never really struck me how odd this situation would be were it actually happening in real life. And it's this line. Am I sexual? Yeah. Now, let's for a second suspend the fact that it's a song. Backstreet Boys is what, five guys?
Mm-hmm.
The dudes.
Yeah, they're all friends. And one guy, I don't know who's singing there, seems
let's
to be...
Let's say it's Nick Carter.
Yeah,
let's
Nick
say
Carter.
It's Nick Carter.
Yeah.
Let's say it was just conversation rather than a song. Imagine if I was just sitting around with you guys.
Having a chat.
We're at a barbecue pre-corona. And
I'll lead you in. Like, Nick, yeah, you know, I had a good weekend. How are you going, mate? How's your weekend?
Yeah, good. I've got a question for you.
Yeah.
Am I sexual?
Yeah. We're not going to bring you down, are we? We're going to back you up, bruh.
And then the four of you in unison are like,
yeah.
Yeah, you're sexual. It just struck me as a little bit odd that the friend's actively endorsing how sexual his friend
and
is.
A bunch of dudes dressed. Was this the song where they were all dressed in white?
Yeah, probably.
White
suits. That was all their songs,
and
wasn't it?
There's one guy with his bleach blonde tips, like, am I sexual? And all the boys like, yeah.
No, this one's even weirder. This is like they're in Halloween costumes.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Was he like a French maid or you know, a sexy nurse?
He was like
or
a vampire or something.
Yeah, he was like a zombie.
Yeah.
This is like one of my favourite memes is imagine if blokes wrote on each other's Instagram posts like chicks do. It's like, yas, husband me. Yas, you on fire, boy. Like that is the Backstreet Boys started that movement. Like.